1. Liquid state. Heterotopia.
Liquid flows.
Muscles rip through the water, and his body unifies with it.
He started swimming when he was 8 years old. His cousin got into it. He got diagnosed with ADD a year earlier, so we thought it was a good idea that he starts doing sport as an energy outlet. He did enjoy training after school much more than doing his homework.
And the pool. It's as if everything else disappears. The energy shock underwater blocks out everything else. The adrenaline releases after the first lap. Senses become sharper.
The Olympics are not only a benchmark for athletes. It's a series of sporting events that's arranged around this big media event. I did everything in my power as a coach to prepare him to do something extraordinary. I masterminded a winning strategy, devised a plan to achieve success at a top level. We went out there and worked hard to achieve our goal of returning home once again with gold medal. You know, our nation cares about the sport of swimming largely because of our leadership. There's a lot of pressure on us, a lot of responsibility and expectations to live up to. We've got to stay on top, and we're proud to have done exactly that once again. I want to thank God for granting us these victories. God bless the red, white, and blue.
Saliva, sweat, blood, semen, plasma, streams, currents, rivers, lakes, seas, oceans, rain. Life flows, time flows, information flows, money flows. Endless flow of reappropriation, repurposing, and transmutation. Reposts, reblogs, comments, likes, retweets. Washed away geopolitical context, I looked at history and temporality. Transnational hybrid existence. Avatars. Transit, shifting between their physical subjectification and virtual representation. Our bodily fluids circulate, maintaining feedback with our environment, systems within systems, engaged in mimicry. Everything appears in perpetual state of flux and flow between aggregate states. State of acceleration, speed of information exchange, and perception of time. A paradox, faster communication versus ever-decreasing availability of time. Voice character 2.
Monday, 1st of Feb. Welcome new team members. Accounting meeting. Licensing briefing. Conference call with San Francisco. Dinner with iTunes team. Tuesday, 2nd of Feb. Boardroom meeting. Market analysis. Ranking boost. Expansion model development. pitch-off agenda, CTM Zones 1 at Burgang. Wednesday, 3rd of Feb, flight to Amsterdam with marketing team. Afternoon, sales team briefing. Thursday, 4th of Feb, wired interview, lunchtime yoga, solicitor follow-up, devise venture capital budgets, confirm next week's flights, evening digital music conference. Friday, 5th of Feb, new business development, headhunter call, office party. Saturday, 6th of Feb, devise strategy, prepare speech for startup guys. Sunday, 7th of Feb, golf with Google Analytics guys, review next week's to-dos. Order new silverware.
Epileptic state, hashtag effective algorithms, hashtag overflow, hashtag excess, hashtag overproduction, hashtag doping, hashtag entropy, hashtag surplus, hashtag precarity, hashtag BPD, hashtag megastructures, hashtag augmented reality, hashtag network analysis, hashtag cognitive mediation, hashtag HFT, hashtag non-equilibrium economics, hashtag big data, hashtag austerity, hashtag liquidation, hashtag ABM, hashtag DDoS, hashtag MRTM, hashtag ADHD, hashtag GAD, hashtag MPMA, hashtag cable. the liquid reaches its boiling point. Zen. Utopia.
Let's start our mindfulness session by sitting down together. We sit down, then we breathe in, and we breathe out, and we acknowledge that. If a thought appears, we acknowledge it with unbiased attitude. We let it go and concentrate back on our breathing. Then, when the gong sounds, we move away from our awareness and so-called formless practice into our formal practice, where we use thoughts. In today's Tonglin, we concentrate on egolessness. How I translate the Buddhist view on egolessness for the spiritual practitioner from the Western world is like having flexible identity. Egolessness is about abandoning the fixed notion of who we are. And what's coming next? We make space and learn to relax in the moment. With mindfulness, we approach the unknown with curiosity and invite positive virtues like playfulness. We awaken our inner bodhisattva, that is, the peaceful warrior. Thank you.
predicting probable future developments. Meditative states, not struggling against. Slowing down is disruption of acceleration. Breaks as necessary breathing space. Awakening mindfulness, inviting awareness. Focused approach, challenging dystopian vision of technological implementation. State of permanent flux.
Into the air.